Good morning. Thank you very much, Ambassador, and thank you very much, South Africa, for the principled position of support for the Sahrawi people and their cause. Following the adoption today by the Security Council of a new resolution on the renewal of the mandate of the United Nations Mission for the Referendum in Western Sahara, the Frente Polisario is in the process of assessing the resolution as well as its implications on the peace process as a whole and on the situation on the ground, and an official public statement to this effect will be made in due course. What I would like to point out at this stage is that currently there is an unprecedented situation unfolding in Western Sahara since the 30th of November 2020 because of the serious violation by the occupying state of Morocco of the 1991 ceasefire and its illegal occupation of more of our land. The Moroccan new act of aggression, which continues to date with full impunity, has ended almost 30 years of ceasefire and has consequently led to the collapse of the United Nations peace process in Western Sahara. It has also ignited a new war that will have dire consequences on peace and security in the entire region. Face it, with the Moroccan new act of aggression and the total inaction by the Security Council, the Sahrawi people, under the leadership of the Frente Polisario, had no option but to exercise our legitimate right to self-defense, to confront the Moroccan new act of aggression, and to defend the sovereignty of our country. The Security Council, which has the primary responsibility for maintaining international peace and security, has unfortunately done nothing at all to deal with this situation. So the consequences of the new act of aggression of the Moroccan violation of the ceasefire are still there, and the impression given is that as if nothing had happened. Despite the commendable efforts that we are aware of, that were made by all stakeholders concerned to try to come up with a balanced and action-oriented resolution with concrete measures to reflect and to address seriously the new realities on the ground, the outcome is very discouraging because it does not respond to the seriousness of the situation on the ground. The abstention today by the Russian Federation and Tunisia, to whom we express our gratitude for their principled positions, is already an indication of serious reservations regarding the letter and spirit of the resolution adopted today. The abstention also sends a very strong message to all those who seek to deviate the UN peace process in Western Sahara from its established and unanimously agreed parameters. As a result, the Security Council has already doomed to failure the mission of the new envoy, personal envoy of the Secretary General for Western Sahara, Mr. Staffan de Mistura, in a way that will seriously undermine the prospects for reactivating the peace process and prolonging the prevailing stalemate. In concluding, the Frente Polisario, which has shown by words and deeds its full commitment to a peaceful solution, reaffirms that the only realistic and practicable way forward to achieve a peaceful, just, and lasting solution to the decolonization of Western Sahara is to enable the people of Western Sahara to exercise freely and democratically our inalienable and non-negotiable right to self-determination in accordance with the principles of international legality and the relevant resolutions of the United Nations and the African Union. Thank you for your attention, and I'm ready to take a few questions if you have. Yes, please.
I have a couple of questions, but first question to the Ambassador of South Africa. Reda Bouchafra, I'm from Sky News Arabia. Full disclosure, I'm Algerian, but I'm trying to be as much as neutral as I can. Thank you. The Moroccan ambassador has talked about the issue of Western Sahara as if it's an Algerian-Moroccan issue. as African representative, what's your comment on that? And for Ambassador Sidi Omar, the same ambassador, he showed some pictures of kids involved, Sahrawi kids involved in the armed issue. They trained in camp, and he compared them to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. What's your comment on that? And also, another question for you, Ambassador. About the Russian position, we know that they broke the blue silence 2 days ago, but they still they were not against the vote. They just abstained. Any comment on that? Thank you, Ambassador.
Thank you for the question, and really, it's. The question that you asked, I will respond. However, it's about Ambassador Omar giving his it's his time to respond. But just to say that the issue of Western Sahara is not about Algeria and Western Sahara. It is really about the freedom of the people of Western Sahara. And it's been like that, and it will continue like that in the African Union. Thank you.
Well, to answer your question, the United Nations recognize two official parties to the conflict in Western Sahara, which is the Frente Polisario in Morocco. Algeria and Mauritania are two neighboring countries who have specific states as far as the settlement plan is concerned. As for the pictures that you mentioned that the Moroccan ambassador showed, what do you expect from an occupying power? It will speak ill, obviously, about our people. The European Union and other reputable international organizations have completely refuted all that type of claims. But as I said, I will say no more on this, rather than, as I said, what do you expect from an occupying power to come here spreading all these kind of unfounded claims. Well, obviously, I cannot speak on behalf of any member state. The explanation of vote made by the Russian Federation, I think, is very clear. And it's not the first time that the Russian Federation abstained from a resolution on Western Sahara that was already in April 2018, based on a principled position that goes against any attempt to change the unanimously agreed parameters framing the question of Western Sahara and how it's being dealt over the years by the Security Council.
I'm sorry, same pattern. Is the Frente Polisario ready to start the roundtables that were mentioned in the Secretary General report?
The Frente Polisario is ready to engage in a genuine, serious, and credible process of negotiation with the other party to the conflict, which is the occupying state of Morocco. That's our position. As for the format, it's up to the United Nations person envoy to determine what the only viable format that could enable both parties to engage in a serious process is direct negotiations between the two of them. As for the roundtable, our position is very clear. We're a direct party to this, and obviously I cannot speak on behalf of any other observer or neighboring countries.
Would you try to convince Algeria to take part in these negotiations, in this the round table, you Polisario?
The Frente Polisario is a directly involved party to the conflict in Western Sahara with the Kapaini state of Morocco. And these are the two parties concerned by this process. And as I said, as far as we're concerned, we're ready to engage in a serious process of negotiations with the occupying state of Morocco with a view to implementing what we had already agreed on and endorsed by the Security Council.
Allow me to ask you the same question that I asked the Moroccan ambassador about the U.S. position on the issue of the Western Sahara. We know Donald Trump, at his last day, he did a big change on the U.S. position, and now there is another language. Do you feel there is a change on the position of the Biden administration comparing to Trump administration? Thank you.
Well, since you brought up this issue of the proclamation made by the outgoing U.S. president concerning the so-called Moroccan sovereignty over the occupied parts of Western Sahara, obviously this is a unilateral decision that goes against the basic principles of international law that prohibit the endorsement of illegal and forcible acquisition of territories and enshrine the people's right to self-determination. It also goes against the traditional policy of the United Nations, United States of America, regarding the issue of Western Sahara. As far as the position of the new administration in Washington, we have seen positive signals coming from the new administration, but as the saying goes, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So we're waiting for concrete measures and action taken by the United States of America, given its leading role in the Security Council and being a penholder on MINUSMA.
مساء الخير سيد السفير عبد الله يماسي من قناة الحرة. الآن بهذا القرار الذي اعتمد من طرف مجلس الأمن، إلى أين هي ذاهبة جبهة البوليساريو؟ كان هناك حديث عن عودة الموائد المستديرة. باختصار، كيف ستتعامل جبهة البوليساريو سواء مع المبعوث الشخصي الجديد للأمين العام سيد ديمستورا، وأيضا ما مصير اتفاق وقف إطلاق النار الذي وقع بين طرفي النزاع في عام 1991؟ شكرا جزيلا.
كما قلت وأكدت عليه في المداخلة التي قدمتها للتو باللغة الإنجليزية، الجبهة الشعبية لتحرير الساقية الحمراء ووادي الذهب وسلطات الجمهورية الصحراوية هم بصدد دراسة محتوى هذا القرار الجديد وما سيكون له من عواقب فيما يتعلق بالواقع على الأرض ومصير عملية السلام، وسيتم إصدار موقف رسمي في حينه. أما فيما يتعلق بموقفنا من العملية السلمية فنحن كما وضحت أمام وضع جديد خطير يطبعه استمرار الخرق المغربي السافر لوقف إطلاق النار ولاعتدائه واحتلاله لأجزاء جديدة من التراب الوطني الصحراوي، وبالتالي مجلس الأمن مطالب بالتعاطي مع هذا الوضع واتخاذ الإجراءات العملية لإيقاف هذا العدوان المستمر. فيما يتعلق بوقف إطلاق النار، جبهة البوليساريو والسلطات الصحراوية قالتها أكثر من مرة وها أنا أعيدها بكل وضوح، لن يكون هناك أي وقف لإطلاق النار جديد طالما استمرت دولة الاحتلال المغربية وفي منأى تام عن العقاب في ممارساتها الاستعمارية ومحاولة فرض الأمر الواقع الاستعماري في الأراضي المحتلة من الجمهورية الصحراوية. إذن يسمعها القاسي والداني، لن يكون هناك أي وقف لإطلاق النار جديد طالما استمرت دولة الاحتلال المغربية في مسعاها لتشريع احتلالها لأجزاء من الجمهورية الصحراوية، وطالما استمر مجلس الأمن في موقف التقاعس وعدم الانخراط الجدي في العملية السلمية واستخدام كل الأدوات الدبلوماسية وغيرها التي لديه من أجل إرقام دولة الاحتلال المغربية على الانصياع لقراراته.
ممكن السفير المغربي قبل قليل نشر بعض الصور وقال إنها إثباتات على ما أسماه تورط البوليساريو في تجنيد الأطفال في هذا النزاع، كيف تردون على هذه على ما قاله السفير المغربي بهذا الخصوص؟
كان يعني هو نفس السؤال الذي طرح علي، وقلت كما قلت باللغة الإنجليزية بأنه ماذا يتوقع من دولة محتلة إلا أن تأتي بكل هذه أنواع الأكاذيب. ولكن إذا كان الموضوع هو الإرهاب فنحن نعلم بأن دولة الاحتلال المغربية هي مخبر للإرهاب، ويكفي فقط أن نعلم عدد المنخرطين في الجماعات الإرهابية عبر العالم من المغاربة ومعطى يعلمه الجميع بأن أكثر المتورطين في هجمات إرهابية في أوروبا وغيرها هم مواطنون مغاربة، يعني من المملكة المغربية أو من الجين الثاني من المواطنين المغربي. إذن والسبب واضح، لماذا تكون دولة الاحتلال المغربية بلد وتربة خصبة للتفريق الإرهاب؟ نظرا للنظام الاستبدادي المفروض على الشعب المغربي والذي لا يفسح أي مجال للحريات العامة. إذن السفير المغربي أو غيره ليس مؤهل إطلاقا للحديث عن هذا الموضوع، لأن بلده هي بلد إرهاب، بلده هي بلد احتلال غير شرعي لأجزاء من دولة عضو في الاتحاد الأفريقي. Thank you very much for your attention. شكرا جزيلا على الاهتمام. To have a good and safe day.